Representative Spencer Black was surrounded by kids from a local daycare after he unveiled legislation that could affect what kind of care they get and how much the parents pay for it.
Does everybody like Dr. Seuss? I like
Black hopes he can convince a majority of legislators next session to reinstitute a state income tax credit for parents using outside child care and allow daycare workers access to the state's health insurance program for the poor, Badger Care. State finances are tight, but Peggy Hack of Cindy and Peggy's Daycare hopes lawmakers loosen the purse strings for those in her profession.
I think this is honorable work. I think it's important work, and I think it's work deserving of public support.
Parents with big daycare bills were also there to support the bill. Darcy Haber is on leave from her job at Citizen Action after having a second child. Both she and her husband work full-time, but are struggling to make ends meet.
What we're going to be paying for our child care is higher than what we pay for our mortgage.
George Hagenauer from Community Coordinated Child Care Services says that's not unusual.
What Darcy's talking about is not strange at all. The average family that I know pays between 20 to 40% of their income for child care.
The bill also seeks to improve the wages and credentials of child care workers by offering a 10% tuition reimbursement. The state's cost of providing that, along with the child care tax credit, is still being figured out. Representative Black, the bill's author, says it's a matter of priorities. Perhaps choosing tax credits for working families over those for corporations.
People can't work, and they don't work well unless they have reliable child care. Every parent knows that. And I think a lot of businesses are learning that. So it is an economic development issue.
The federal government offers working parents a child care credit on their income taxes, but Wisconsin got rid of its credit in 1986 when the tax code was simplified. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.